Well, again, I want to express my appreciation for your presence, and I want to ask that you pray for me as I speak to you for a few minutes of time. If you have your Bible and you'd care to follow along as I read, I want to read, I believe, five verses from the fourth chapter of the Gospel as recorded by Matthew. Matthew chapter 4, and we'll begin at verse 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon and called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their net and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Now that's my lesson, introductory to the things that the Lord has placed upon my heart today. And I pray that God will bless the reading of His Word, and that it will be for our good and for His own honor and glory. I want to use as my subject for today, following Jesus. That's why I asked Brother Wayne to sing that song. It talks about walking or following Jesus, stepping in the light. Jesus made this statement in the 12th chapter of the book of John. He said, He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of the Lord. And so Jesus, He set the example for us and that we should follow Him. Now, I want you to pray for me today. I was impressed, as I said earlier, with Austin when I didn't ask him if he wanted to join the church, but he came to me and he said, I want to join the church. And, you know, that's following the Lord Jesus. That's yielding your will to His will. All the claims that Jesus places on all of us can be explained in two words. Follow me. That's what Jesus said. Follow me. And the word follow in the Greek, it means to take the same road. Take the same road. Follow me. I'm going down this road, and you take the same road. You follow me. And that was Jesus' instructions to the disciples. Jesus calls all of us to Christian living. And those of us who have been saved by His grace, He calls us to follow Him. And He will use us in the service of the Lord if we will follow Him. I read this passage of Scripture where Jesus called Peter and Andrew and James and John with a simple command, follow me. And they began to follow Him. They left their profession. They left their relative, James and John, their father Zebedee, they left him to follow Jesus. Now, I'm not suggesting to you today that you go quit work, you know, and abandon your family and or nothing like that. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible says that if we don't care for our own, then we have denied the faith, and we're worse than infidels. So we're not to abandon our family. We're to provide for them and to love them and be associated with them. But you can do those things and still follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Now, I want you to notice, evidently those disciples that Jesus called to follow him, they really did follow him. Because we read in this 11th chapter of the book of Acts and I might need to turn over there. I read part of this last night, but I want to share this with you today that it might benefit us and help us in our walk with God. And the Bible talks about how the church at Jerusalem heard that down in Antioch that the grace of God was being manifested. They were seeing great results. And so they sent Barnabas down to Antioch. And when he got down there and he saw what the Lord was doing, I mean, God was working in their midst. They were preaching the gospel, and people were being saved. And so the Bible said that when Barnabas saw that, that he exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave to the Lord. With purpose of heart. That would be doing it intentionally and on purpose. With purpose of heart that they would cleave to the Lord. Hold on to the Lord and to the ways of the Lord. And then the Bible said that Barnabas sought out Saul, and he brought him down to Antioch. And for it came to pass that for a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. You know, they assembled with the church. I want to emphasize this today. In following Jesus, it is important that you be associated with the church, that you assemble with the church. Now, you can be at home and be saved. And you can be at home and you can worship God. And you can be at home and you can pray. But I tell you that there is a real spiritual benefit to coming together in the house of the Lord and singing together and praying together and hearing the Word of God. And so it's important. It is so important, in fact, that the Apostle Paul said this, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is." Now, I know that with this pandemic that we have now, it is being recommended, you know, social distances, isolate yourself if you have problems if you got the virus, it could take your life, you know. I understand that. But a lot of people, they find other things to do on the Lord's Day, you know, and they don't assemble at the house of God. They're missing out on a great blessing. There is strength that is found among God's people. Hearing your testimony is a strength and an encouragement to me, you know, and we should testify and tell what the Lord has done for us. And you can do that, you know, at the grocery store as far as that is. But there's something special about assembling in the house of God with God's people. And there's real blessings that can be ours because of that. I didn't know I was going to say all of that. I thought about saying some of it, but I said more than I had thought about. But that's all right. I believe what I just said. And that's the way that you keep the church going. And that's the way that you keep the gospel going out into the world. And the gospel is important. You know, the Bible said that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now, if people don't hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus, they're not going to be saved. because Jesus is the Savior. The good news, the glad tidings that Jesus came to save sinners. And Paul said, of whom I am chief. I don't think he was maybe any worse than a lot of other people. He was a bad boy, all right. He was persecuting Christians. And he was arresting people and put them in jail. And even consenting to the death of some. Now, that's a bad boy. But listen, there are lots of people in the world today that are doing the same thing and even worse things than that. And so Jesus is the way, he's the truth, he's the life. And he can forgive your sins and he can save you and he can fill you with his love and with his Holy Spirit and give you a love for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He can give you a love for sinners. He can give us love for each other that the world just don't understand. But anyway, let that be as it may. I want to go a little bit further with this. Now, you know, a few years ago, we saw these T-shirts, you know, everybody wearing a T-shirt. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Under these circumstances, what would Jesus do? Well, I want you to think for just a few moments with me what Jesus did. Not what would he do, but what he did. Because that's very important. We're talking about following in the footsteps of Jesus. We're talking about taking the same road that Jesus took. We're talking about, you know, living for him and promoting him. That's what I'm doing here today. I'm promoting the Lord Jesus Christ. The reason I'm promoting the Lord Jesus Christ is because the Bible says that there is none other name given under heaven or among men whereby we must be saved. And so I'm promoting Jesus. And I'm trying to follow Jesus. And I've been trying to follow Jesus now for over 70 years. And I've been preaching his gospel for over 63 years. And I don't regret a mile that I've traveled for the Lord. I'm so thankful for the souls that I have seen saved and born into God's kingdom. So today I'm promoting Jesus. Now, I want you to think what Jesus did. Jesus did physically, or he became physically, what we were in order that we might become what he is. Now, that's what Jesus did. He came down from heaven. Jesus you know, he was born from above. Now, I'm not talking about the born-again experience. I'm talking about his physical birth right now. But Jesus said, I came down from heaven. The Holy Spirit of God overshadowed a virgin. And she conceived. And she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now, he became a man. He lived among men. He took not upon him the seed of Abraham, but he took, he took not upon him the seed of angels, but he took upon himself the seed of Abraham. He became a man. And why did he do it? He did it so that you and I could become what he was, a child of the living God. He is, he was, and is the Son of God. And the golden text of the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so Jesus became what we were. Men in the flesh. He took upon himself the physical nature of Adam. And he lived among men. And he sacrificed his perfect life on the cross of Calvary so that you and I could become children of God. I said he was born from above, and I still say it. But I tell you what, if you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to be born from above also. John, Nicodemus came to Jesus inquiring as to who Jesus was. And Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Jesus, and Nicodemus did not understand that. You don't have to understand it. I'm telling you, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. You can hear the word of God and you can hear about Jesus. And the Holy Spirit can convict you and save your soul. And you may not understand exactly what happened to you. You know, conviction is the work of God. It's the work of the Holy Spirit, you know. And we don't understand how that God's Holy Spirit can work in our hearts and can cause us to see our need of being saved and our need of turning to Jesus. God can do that. That Holy Spirit can do that. And he can give us faith to believe in Jesus and be saved. So that's what Jesus did. He came. He became one of us so that we could become one of them, the redeemed of the Lord. While he was still a child, Jesus was interested in what was going on in the temple. We have that record in the second chapter of Luke. They went up to the temple, his family, and they worshiped the Lord, and the family started back home, and they got, I believe, 2 days' journey, maybe, away. And they realized Jesus wasn't with them. They thought he was with some of the relatives, you know. Never thought about him being back in Jerusalem. So they turned around and went back, and they found him. He was in the temple. And he was discussing the scriptures. He was listening to the doctors of the law, those who were educated in the Mosaic law and the laws regarding Jewish worship. He was listening to them. He was asking them questions. And he was answering their questions. And they were astonished as a child. Jesus was interested in the things of God. It's so thrilling when young people are interested in the things of God. It is. They're our future. They are the ones that when we're dead and gone are still going to be promoting Jesus and telling the world Jesus saves. And that's so important. We follow Jesus. When Jesus got to be 30 years old, now he could not hold a public office in religion under the Mosaic economy. He had to be 30 years old to hold an office. So when Jesus turned 30, he went down to John the Baptist. He was preaching and baptizing. And so he went to John. And he said, I want you to baptize me. And Jesus said John said to Jesus, I don't understand why you had come to me and asked me to baptize you. I need to be baptized by you. But Jesus said, thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus set the example. That's what I'm preaching today. Following the footsteps of Jesus. Jesus set the example that every one of God's children should follow. Every saved person I should be baptized. I should be able to enjoy church privileges. And it is a privilege. It is a privilege. So Jesus set the example. He was baptized. John took him down into the water and immersed him. I think I've told you all this before. You know, there are several different modes of baptism, so-called. Some people sprinkle and call it baptism. Some pour water on them, call it baptism. I saw a local preacher baptize a baby with a wash rag. Dipped it in water and rubbed it across his head. Called it baptism. But I'm telling you, baptism is immersion. And the reason it's immersion is because it is a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why it is immersion. It is a burial. And so John buried Jesus in the Jordan River. And he rose up out of the Jordan River. A picture of what he was going to do when he was crucified. They took him down off the cross. They put him in a tomb. He was in the tomb 3 days and three nights. And then he rose from the dead. And he showed himself alive. Do you know that's what happens when you're born again? You die to sin. And you're made alive in Christ Jesus. And you're alive forevermore. And so, that was the example Jesus said. John was an example. Jesus was an example. Jesus started the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He founded it. He established it. And he said he'd be with it till the end of the world. Do you believe it's still around? Yes, sir, it's still here. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And even though the saints of God live out their physical life and they die, in the meanwhile, there have been others that have been born again and have become part of the Lord's church. And it just keeps going. It's never going to end until it is presented spotless in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad and thankful for the church of the Lord Jesus. Now Jesus, he set an example of loyalty. Man, he was loyal. And he was loyal to the church. The Bible said that he loved it and he gave himself for it. Jesus had a great love for the church. Not only did he have love for the church, but Jesus lived a life of integrity. I'm telling you, he was a perfect example that we should follow him. And he went about doing good. That's what he done. That was what was written in the scripture about him. He went about doing good. And that's what you and I ought to be doing as well. Go about doing good. Now Peter says second chapter of 1 Peter. And in verse 21. He said that he left an example. I'm going to turn over and read that. Because I think I need to. Verse 21. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Now I just want to mention a few verses in this chapter and I'll be done. But I want you to notice verse 2. He said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And he said, wherefore, verse 1, wherefore, lay aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and envyings and all evil speakings. Following Jesus. Now I want you to notice down here in verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust that war against the soul. Oh, we have a warfare. The devil don't want us to follow Jesus. If he can keep you at home on Sunday, he'll do it. You know, if he can keep you from reading the Bible, he'll do it. If he can get you out into the world and get the world on your mind so that you forget about Jesus and about his church, he'll do it. That's following his ways. But listen, he says, I beseech you, abstain from fleshly lust that war against the soul. He said, submit yourselves to one another. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. For the Lord's sake. He said, whether it be to king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing we may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. And so he says, as free, you know, talk about freedom, enjoying freedom. America's been called the land of the free and the home of the brave. And our freedom is being encroached upon. But listen, whatever they may law they may pass, if you're a child of God, you're free. You're free. Jesus said, if the Son shall make you free, then you're free indeed. You're really free. You're free from sin and the consequences of sin. And he said, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. And so he says, honor all men and love the brotherhood. Fear God and honor the king. He said, servants, be subject to your masters. Not only to the good and gentle, but to the froward. For this is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? You know, God's children have done a lot of suffering in the world. They're still doing some suffering in the world. Jesus suffered. And Jesus was mistreated. But he took it patiently. He didn't retaliate. He didn't try to get even. He's led as a lamb to the slaughter. As a sheep before shears is dumb, he opened not his mouth. He said, but if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. So he said, even hereto were ye called, that we should walk in his steps. Well, this is what the Lord laid on my heart for today. It's important that we follow Jesus. It's important. It's important to us personally. It's important to our family, to our church, to our community. You know, you could just go on down the line. You won't go wrong and you won't hurt anybody following Jesus. You know, He set the example. And I pray God will bless the message. Now we're going to open the doors of the church. Just give us one verse of a song. There might be somebody else that would want to unite with the church. You might want to, if you've been saved and never been baptized, you might want to join by experiencing baptism. And you don't have to be baptized today. You could be if you wanted to. But it's important. Follow Jesus. You may be a member of a sister church, and God's led you to become a member of this church. Important to follow Jesus. No. Brother Willie Taylor, and I guess there might be one or two in here that might know Brother Willie Taylor. He was preaching one day, and he was preaching about the importance of, you know, following the Lord. And he said people move from Kentucky and Tennessee to Indianapolis, you know, and they bring everything that they've got except their church membership. You know, everything that's valuable to them, they brought it with them, you know. But they didn't bring their church membership. But that's between you and the Lord. But I just, you know, I want you to know, if God leads you, you need to follow Him. And, you know, if you already have your letter, you could join and present your letter and become a member today. Or if you, under some unusual circumstances, you are a member of a sound church and you can't get a letter of recommendation, well, it's possible you can join by statement if you have scriptural baptism. Those are the ways we receive members. Just one verse, Brother Wayne. I want you to follow the Lord this morning. I'm not asking you to follow me. My example's not that good. You follow Jesus. You follow Jesus. While we stand.
196. Everybody stand. 196.